一人食。When you visit a restaurant, you may see some people eating on their own. 你在餐厅里或许会看到一些人独自吃饭。独自吃饭 eating on their own. In the past, these people may have felt embarrassed about eating alone because this might have suggested that they had no friends or disliked socializing with others. However, that's changing. 在过去，这些人可能会对一人食这件事感到尴尬，因为这或许意味着他们没有朋友，不爱社交，但如今情况正发生着变化。感到尴尬 ,feel embarrassed, 意味着 suggest, 不爱社交 ,dislike socializing with somebody, not very sociable. In China, eating alone is also growing in popularity.Eating alone can allow people to enjoy dinner in a private space freely. China Daily noted. 一人食在中国也日益流行起来。独自吃饭能让人们在私人空间中自由地享用晚餐。中国日报这样评论。日益流行 growing in popularity. 私人空间A private space. It is true that when people choose to eat with other people, they must be affected by the diners who accompany them. If the diners share similar habits, they are lucky and can enjoy a satisfying meal. 的确，当人们选择与他人共同进餐时，会无可避免受到同桌人的影响。如果一起就餐的人们习惯相似，他们便能幸运地享用一顿令人满意的菜肴。同桌人 ,diners who accompany you. 习惯相似 ,similar habits. 令人满意的菜肴 ,a satisfying meal. If not, they must deal with the awkward experience of bad table manners,Lousy food and upsetting conversation. 不然的话，大家就得面对一些令人尴尬的情况，不良的餐桌礼仪，不爱吃的菜，以及让人心烦的对话。尴尬的情况 ,awkward experience, 让人心烦的对话 ,upsetting conversation. So,Eating alone can help people get away from bad dinner dates, awkward groups, and boring conversations. 因此，一人食能够帮助大家避免糟糕的晚饭饭局、尴尬的人群以及无聊的对话。晚饭饭局 ,dinner date.Wang Curry, a freshman from Beijing Normal University,is a good example. She often eats alone in a canteen and enjoys the exclusive experience. 北京师范大学新生王科蕊便是个好例子。他常常独自在食堂吃饭，享受一个人的时光。She said, eating alone doesn't mean I'm lonely. Instead, it can help me enjoy me time.And think about the challenges I met in my studies. 他说，独自吃饭并不意味着我很孤独，恰恰相反，这能让我享受独处时光，并且思考在学习过程中遇到的挑战。Now, many young people with stable incomes are beginning to re-examine their roles in society.According to a report from Boston Consulting Group,
波士顿咨询公司的一份报告显示，如今许多收入稳定的年轻人都开始重新审视自己的社会角色。重新审视 ,re-examine, 社会角色 ,roles in society, 赵连雪
28, a media worker in Beijing, said she enjoys her life alone.
28岁的赵连雪是北京的一名媒体工作者，她表示自己很享受独居生活。
Without the task of cooking for a family, Zhao often eats alone in restaurants or convenience stores. In her spare time, she can read her favorite books, climb mountains, go sightseeing, or shop.
由于不用给家人做饭，赵连雪经常一个人在餐馆或者便利店吃饭。闲暇之余，他能读自己喜欢的书籍，爬山，去观光，或者购物。
便利店 convenience stores， 去观光 go sightseeing。 When she eats at the 海底捞 hotpot restaurant on her own, waiters always kindly put a big stuffed doll in the upshot seat.
当他一个人在海底捞餐厅吃火锅时，服务员们总是很体贴地在他对面座位上放上一个巨大的毛绒公仔。毛绒公仔 ,a big stuffed doll, a big plush doll.
It's sweet, but I really don't think it is necessary. I'm happy to eat by myself, said Joe.
这很贴心，但我真觉得这样没必要。我很享受一人食，赵连雪说道。
It's not hard to see that eating alone for many young people is not a shame as eating lonely. It's more about freedom and independence.
不难看出，对于许多年轻人而言，独自吃饭并非孤独。更多的是自由和独立。自由和独立 ,freedom and independence.